Dale Carnegie's radio program, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Lesson 1, Gain Insight into Handling Difficult People. Discover the keys to popularity, how young people can look for a job, and what employers want in their employees. Copyright 2006 BN Publishing. Online at bnpublishing.com. Gain insight into handling difficult people. Tune in to Dale Carnegie's live radio broadcast in a particularly amusing edition of How to Win Friends and Influence People. Gain insight into handling difficult people through the personal exploits of Dale Carnegie's guests, and benefit from learning Carnegie's How to Win rule of the week of the futility of letting ourselves get upset by trivialities. Now, Colgate Shave Creams present Dale Carnegie in person. Good evening, everyone. If you think you have difficulties in winning friends and influencing people, just listen to the story of Cliff Sabry. Cliff Sabry is cruise director for the Cunard White Star Line. Each year he takes 300 or 400 people on a world tour, visiting every continent washed by the seven seas. And the most important part of his job is to keep these people happy and contented under all sorts of conditions. Cliff Sabry is here in the studio, and in about 14 seconds, he is going to step up in front of this microphone and tell you some of the things he has learned about handling difficult and unreasonable people. Mr. Sabry, you must get some mighty strange demands from people when you're halfway around the world and 1,000 miles from nowhere.
Yes, most people are good sports, Mr. Carnegie, but others, well, you'd be amazed to see how some people react when they get off the beaten track. It's easy enough to be pleasant when you have all the conveniences we're used to in America. Electric lights, shower baths, ice water. But naturally, you can't get all these things at the far ends of the earth. And that's when human nature begins to tell.
Yes, I'll bet it is.
Take, for example, one woman who was with us on a world cruise, Mr. Carnegie. You know the type. Nothing seemed to please her. I was taking 130 people by train to see the Victoria Falls on the Zambezi River in South Africa, one of the most breathtaking sights on Earth. The other 129 people were perfectly happy and contented, but not this woman. The train was only 15 minutes out of Johannesburg when she sent for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, what happened when Mr. Sabry answered this woman's call is so interesting and so amusing, yet at the same time so instructive, that I have asked our actors here to dramatize the scene. For obvious reasons, we can't use the woman's real name, so we'll call her Mrs. Smith. All right. Dale Carnegie's radio program, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Discover the keys to popularity. Copyright BN Publishing. Online at bnpublishing.com. Discover the keys to popularity and find out what makes people like or dislike you. In this insightful edition of Dale Carnegie's live radio show, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Follow live interviews with 5 secretaries who share what they dislike about their bosses and benefit from Dale Carnegie's 5 rules that will help you gain favor not only with your secretary, but with your wife, your children, your sweetheart, and everyone else. Colgate Shave Creams present Dale Carnegie, the man who can answer your problem. Millions of readers profit by reading Dale Carnegie's daily column of helpful advice in more than 100 of America's leading newspapers. And his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, has sold more copies during its 18 months of publication than has any other nonfiction book in all history. Now, Colgate brings you Dale Carnegie on the radio, so everyone in America can learn his 7 rules for winning happiness and success. Also, to tell you men how to get the most out of your razor when you use a brushless shaving cream. Now, Colgate Shave Creams present Dale Carnegie in person. Good evening, everyone. You know, very few of us see ourselves as others see us. So the best way to find out what people think of us is to ask the other fellow. For example, ask the average secretary what she thinks of her boss. Her estimate isn't just limited to the office. The boss acts the same wherever he is. at home, at the club, or out among his customers. So what a secretary thinks of the man she works for is what other people think of him too. You may not be a boss nor a secretary, but the principles we are going to discuss here tonight will help you realize why people like or dislike you. Regardless of whether you are a banker or a barber or a mother or a chauffeur. Well, what do secretaries think of the men they work for? Not long ago, the Katherine Gibbs School, one of the largest secretarial schools in America, with branches in New York, Boston, and Providence, sent out a confidential questionnaire to more than 1,000 secretaries from coast to coast. The answers to this questionnaire were perfectly frank, for the school promised that neither the names of the secretaries nor of the firms for which they worked would ever be made public. I wasn't shown the questionnaires, but I was given 10 pages of typewritten material summarizing what these girls liked and didn't like about their employees. Dale Carnegie's radio program, How to Win Friends and Influence People. How Young People Can Look for a Job. In yet another inspiring edition of Dale Carnegie's live radio broadcasts on How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie tackles the problem of the future faced by 21 million American boys and girls between the ages of 16 and 24 and tries to find the solution. Don't miss Carnegie's tips on free youth services and his advice on how young people can go about more intelligently looking for a job and how they can get an education with little or no money. Copyright BN Publishing. Online at bnpublishing.com. Colgate Shave Cream presents Dale Carnegie, the man who can answer your problem. Millions of readers profit by reading Dale Carnegie's daily column of helpful advice in more than 100 of America's leading newspapers. And his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, has sold more copies during its 18 months of publication than has any other nonfiction book in all history. Now, Colgate brings you Dale Carnegie on the radio, so his inspiring advice can also help you find new happiness and success. Now, Colgate Shave Creams present Dale Carnegie in person. Good evening, everyone. Tonight, we are going to discuss a problem that faces 1/6 of the population of the United States. And that problem is, how can American youth find its place in the world today? One person in every 6 in this country is between the age of 16 and 24. This means there is hardly a home from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine that hasn't some young member of the family saying, "I've finished school, now what? Where do I go from here?" I know exactly how these boys and girls feel because I was in the same position myself once. So the whole purpose of this program tonight is to tell these young people two things. First, how they can go about more intelligently looking for a job, and second, how they can get an education with little or no money. If these youths of America will listen to this program, they will be pleasantly surprised to discover how many free services they can get to help them forge ahead in life. So please get a pencil and paper now, for you will want to take down some addresses later. The makers of Colgate Shave Cream have joined with me in bringing to the studio tonight Dr. Homer P. Rainey, director of the American Youth Commission. For the past 3 years, Dr. Rainey and his assistants have been making an exhaustive study of these 21 million boys and girls between 16 and 24, finding out what Dale Carnegie's radio program, How to Win Friends and Influence People, what employers want in their employees. Copyright BN Publishing, online at bnpublishing.com. In this last broadcast of 26 weekly radio programs featuring Dale Carnegie and his How to Win Rules, Dale Carnegie explores what employers want in their employees. Find out the three main points he brings out that you can use immediately to help you get a job, help you win recognition in your job, and help you deal with people more effectively in both in business and in your home. And you don't want to miss Dale Carnegie's grand summary of all of his rules on how to win friends and influence people included in this special final broadcast. Colgate Shave Cream presents Dale Carnegie, the man who can answer your problem. Millions of readers profit by reading Dale Carnegie's daily copy of helpful advice in more than 100 of America's leading newspapers. And his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, has sold more during its 18 months of publication than has any other nonfiction book in all history. Now, Colgate brings Dale Carnegie to you on the radio. Now, Colgate Shave Creams presents Dale Carnegie in person. Good evening, everyone. 2 weeks ago on this program, we showed what qualities employees want in their employers. Tonight, we are going to show what employers want in their employees. So I have invited in the studio tonight Mr. Ellis A. Gimbel Jr., executive head of Gimbel's big New York department store and vice president of the Gimbel chain of department stores that extends from coast to coast. Mr. Gimbel employs between 3,000 to 4,000 people in his New York store alone. His business brings him in daily contact with thousands of people. I have watched him at work and know he is a master of human relations. So, in a moment, Mr. Gimbel is going to step up in front of this microphone and help us bring out 3 points that you can use immediately to help you get a job, help you win recognition in your job, and help you deal with people more effectively in both business and in your home. Mr. Gimbel, first of all, won't you please tell us what you, an employer of nearly 4,000 people, are looking for in the people you hire?
Well, Mr. Carnegie, most of our employees are salespeople. We don't demand brilliance in our sales girls, and we are not insistent on a college education, but we do want people who can put their heart into their work and make the customers feel that it is a pleasure to serve them.
And how badly such salespeople are needed, Mr. Gimbel. Let me tell you what happened to me last week. I was walking down Fifth Avenue when a neck...